Hey guys, how's it going? Welcome back. So glad you're here with us on your neighborhood inspiration station, AM 1110 WTIS. Pete and Ivan here with you on a Friday. So glad you're here with us. Appreciate you so very, very, very much. You can watch now as we stream video on the Facebook page, WTIS AM 1110, or you can also listen on our website, WTIS1110.com. You can download the phone app too, and listen that way and take us with you everywhere that you go. Now, you heard the song there. That's cool. We're having fun with it today because we're so excited. The Addams Family, the musical, opens tonight. It will be running from September 2nd through the 16th at the Carrollwood Players Theater. Now, they've done an interesting thing. It's a regular, the Addams Family, the musical. You all remember the Weird and Wonderful Addams Family. Well, now it comes to life in this very original musical, Wednesday. You remember Wednesday? She's all grown up now. And she falls in love with a nice young man from a respectable family, but they've never met the whole Addams Family, see? And that's where all the craziness ensues when they all got to meet together and it becomes wild and crazy and stuff like that. So, we wanted you to meet the cast because we want you to get out there and see it. We were saying that we have to support the local arts. This sounds like it could be a lot of fun, so we're really excited about that. So, our first guest that we're going to have from the Addams Family, the musical, is the man who plays Uncle Fester. John Hooper's on the phone with us right now. John, how are you?
I'm doing good, Pete. I'm doing good, Ivan. How are you?
We're doing really cool. This is such a great idea. So this is really not anything that's from the TV show. I mean, it's the characters, but this is an original musical. This is a whole new spin on it, isn't it?
Absolutely. They took these characters, which have been around for years, in the New Yorker magazine, the cartoons, the TV show, the two very big hit movies, and it's a whole musical comedy based on these very beloved, long-running characters.
It's characters we all know. Even if you hadn't been at that age, you know, it's been on TV forever in reruns.
Oh, yeah.
So everybody knows those characters. So when you have a baseline for that and you have to play a character that everybody already knows, what is that like? What do you got to do in your head to become Uncle Fester?
Not a whole lot, it turns out. I'm kind of surprised by that. But you just kind of put your own spin on it. I always say if it's not on the page, it's not on the stage. And it's all there in the script. It's all there in the writing. The character is a wonderful character to play. And, yeah, it's a little bit Jackie Coogan. It's a little bit Christopher Lloyd from the movies. But it's also a whole bunch of John Hooper.
How much goes into putting this together? How long do you guys got to work to put a musical together that you guys are going to do all these performances for over the next 2 weeks? What kind of effort goes into that?
Quite a lot. The rehearsal started in June. We've been rehearsing for quite a while now. Sometimes it's choreography rehearsals. Sometimes the cast is broken into groups: Adamses, the Beinekes, the normal family, the ancestors, and we all kind of do our own thing, then bring them together and mix them up to make the whole product. But yeah, it's a lot of rehearsing. It's a lot of vocal rehearsing. It's a whole lot of fun. These people become like your family after all this time together.
Exactly. I've been in several plays where you kind of get them going, and at first it's just like, you don't ever see it coming together in the first couple of rehearsals. You're like, this is just seems so disjointed, and I don't know how we're ever going to get this together. Then all of a sudden something happens somewhere around halfway through the rehearsals where uh-huh. the gear shifts into fifth gear, and instead of going up the hill, you feel the whole thing heading nicely and sliding down the hill nice. Is that kind of what happened with you guys here also?
Absolutely, absolutely. Like I said, we would rehearse in sections and segments and different groups and so on. But a couple of weeks ago, it was like, hey, this is starting to look like we got a show here.
Yeah, and it's so cool. Once that moment happens, that's when it really becomes the family dynamic, too. That's when everybody kind of lets their guard down a little bit as people as well, before and after rehearsal and all that kind of stuff. That's when the relationships are built. You're too nervous to do it when it's still looking like a mess. Once it kind of fits in and it's now starting to, wow, we got to play here, the whole dynamic of the rehearsals change, too, don't they?
Absolutely, absolutely. I've worked with a lot of the people in the cast before, many different times. I worked with the director, Sean Rice, years ago. Lots of people in the cast have. And you really come to trust these people when you're on stage with them. And you know that they're all working together to make the best possible show.
All right. So do you get a musical number? Does Uncle Fester get his own musical number?
Oh, yes. Uncle Fester is kind of the audience's guide. He kind of breaks the fourth wall and talks directly to the audience. He's like the narrator. And he has a running song he does to kind of transition between scenes. But he does have a solo number, and it's, quite honestly, my favorite number in the whole show.
Is that right?
Oh, yes.
All right, so how do you do that? How do you do to act as Uncle Fester is one thing, but now you got to sing as him. You've got to project. You're the guy now bringing this whole thing together. Talk to me about that. That's very interesting.
Absolutely. Well, it's just so much fun because you find the fester in you, basically.
Everybody's got a little bit of fester in them, don't they?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. And like I said, Fester is the audience's guide. He is the heart of the show. He's the one who sets things in motion and moves things along, literally and physically, on the stage. You'll see. But yeah, he really is such a great character that it's really easy to just find yourself and say, yeah, this is how I could talk as Fester, this is how I could sing as Fester. And it's a fabulous role.
The key to this, in my opinion, and why this is going to go so well and everybody's going to love it, these are timeless characters. You remember them. We grew up with Uncle Fester.
Mm-hmm.
You knew everything about them. There was a unique blend to that show where each of the characters kind of made something interesting. There's dynamics to it. They're not just one-dimensional characters, I guess, is my point.
Absolutely right. Yeah, it's a whole family. And Uncle Fester, in the New Yorker cartoons, he was sort of Charles Adams's alter ego. He was kind of Charles Adams's, the cartoonist's point of view into the world. So it really, really is an interesting character. And the whole family, it really is a family unit. I mean, everyone can see something of themselves in all the characters.
That's the cool part about it, and that's why everybody needs to go. So, John, what I want you to do now is speak directly to the listeners right now. Tell them when, where, and why they've got to go see Addams Family the Musical.
All right. Well, Addams Family the Musical. Want me to do this, John, or Fester?
You could do it as Fester. Go right ahead.
All right. Well, the Addams Family Musical opens tonight. Tonight is the night. This is it. You got to come. It's the first 3 weekends. In September, you gotta come see it. Otherwise, we'll come looking for you. We know where you live. I'm just kidding you. But seriously, come see the Addams Family. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll tap your toes. It's a wonderful show.
John, we've had you before, and you do all these wonderful voices. You've been involved in so many of the productions there at the Carroll Players Theater. How does this compare to some of the other stuff you've done?
It's really very different. I did a musical there, Pippin, but it wasn't such a broad character as Fester is. I've done improv over at Carrollwood, and it's fun because, you know, you get to do different voices and be as big as you want. I think our director, Sean Rice, you know, you can be as big as you want. If anything, he'll rein you back in. You know?
Right.
He'll say, that's a little bit too much. But yeah, we have free range to be just as big and outrageous as we want.
You know, this, like you said, it started as a cartoon, then it became a TV series, then there were movies, then they tried other incarnations of the TV series over and over again. So this has been a timeless thing. But in each case, they kind of went back to or hearkened to the same kind of thing. You guys are taking a different spin on this and putting it in a different context, so to speak. I think that's what's going to speak volumes to everybody, too, on top of being a musical, is that this is an original script here.
Yes, absolutely. It's an original script, and you know, it's a theme of acceptance, of trying to be true to who you are, and be honest with yourself, and you know, live life on your own terms. I think anyone can completely identify with that.
I think they can also, and I know you to be extremely talented. So Fest is going to take everybody for a ride. It's going to be a lot of fun. So, yeah, John, thanks so much for joining us. Good luck tonight with opening night, and God bless
thanks
you
so
for
much.
What you're doing. You got a lot of talent, brother. We're proud of you.
I appreciate that, sir. Thank you. You too.
All right. So again, the Addams Family the Musical at the Carrollwood Players Theater starting tonight through the 16th. Tonight's performance at 8:00. Go to Carrollwood Players Theater ticketleap.com and you can get your tickets to go on out and see again the weird and wonderful Addams Family as they come to life in this original musical. All right, we're gonna take a break. When we come back, Tammy Dalton is also in the play. She plays one of the Beinekes, okay? We're gonna talk to her about that, what that's like to play that character in the middle of all this craziness as we continue to show you why the Addams Family the Musical right here in town. We got to support the arts, people. That's why we have this whole show today. That's what we've been talking about. We got to be supporting the arts right here in our area because it's important, really, really important. We'll talk about that more when we come right back. I love you and I love Jesus.
Legacy School of Supernatural Ministry, where the supernatural becomes the natural. We provide hands-on training and activation partnered with biblical academic understanding. Legacy School of Supernatural Ministry is building on foundational revival cultures with time-proven leadership methods. Enroll today and enhance your ability to believe for the impossible. Get more information at legacyfam.com or phone 813-444-7020.
Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center has moved into a new state-of-the-art facility in Largo. Their 7,000 square foot office has an urgent care facility and features massage and chiropractic care, hormone pellet procedure room, comprehensive and individualized weight loss programs, new IV therapy room with an executive work area complete with Wi-Fi and high-def TV movie area. Dr. Tracy Linhart provides a one-stop shop and practices full functional and integrative medicine. She's board certified in emergency medicine and an advanced fellow of the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center, 1120 Belcher Road South, Suite 2 on the west side of Belcher, just south of East Bay. Visit them online at peaksofhealth.com or give them a call today, 727-826-0838. peaksofhealth.com, 727-826-0838. Reach your peak today.
Looking for a place to worship, belong, and serve with other believers? Join us at Abundant Life Ministries at 1550 Belcher Road South in Largo. We are a life-giving, spirit-filled church that is culturally relevant but biblically sound. We're about loving God and loving people. Our five purposes are worship, connect, grow, serve, and share. Sunday services are 9 a.m., 11 a.m., and 1 p.m. Celebrate recovery on Monday nights at 7 p.m. Wednesday night at 7 p.m. is family night with something for all ages, including nursery, kids clubs, the tribe student ministries, the Well Young Adult Group, and Adult Bible Study. We are an outreach church that is active in the community, the region, and all over the world. Pastor Anthony McDaniel and his wife Kendra have been immersed in ministry since childhood and have been serving this community faithfully for over 20 years. Check out our television broadcasts on WCLF Christian Television Network Channel 2 or HD Channel 1002 on Sundays at 10 a.m. with a rebroadcast on Thursdays at 10 p.m. Visit our website and see a live stream of our services at ALM.TV. Like us on Facebook to see what's going on, and check out our YouTube channel at Abundant Life 1550.
Hey, thanks for not letting us down and being here hanging out with us on the Pete O'Shea Show here on your neighborhood inspiration station, AM 1110 WTIS. I'm Pete. I've got Ivan here with us. Shout out and talk to us, 855-265-2929. Word of the day is incentives. If you tell me what that means, when you give someone incentives, you'll win the paddleboard mic and Cabanamat extravaganza on Treasure Island. You'll have a fun time with them and have a great day at the beach for you and your family. Now, we're talking about what's coming up starting tonight. Adam's Family, the musical, is going to be playing from September 2nd through the 16th here at the Carrollwood Players Theater, which always puts on great productions, but I think this is maybe one of the best ones they've ever put on. You all remember The Weird and the Wonderful Addams Family. They come to life now in a really original way, in a musical, okay? So it starts out how Wednesday Addams, the ultimate princess of darkness, has now grown up and she's fallen in love with a sweet, smart young man from a respectable family. Well, they've never met, see, and the parents have never met. And now here's when it gets even more. Wednesday tells her father begs him not to tell her mother. And now everybody comes together as they host a dinner for Wednesday's normal boyfriend and his parents. So now joining us on the phone is another of the actresses in this wonderful production. Tammy Dalton's on the phone with us. Hey, Tammy, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
All right, so tell us the part you play in the Addams Family, the musical.
Well, I play Alice Beinecke. I am the mother of Lucas, who is going to marry Wednesday, which, of course, we don't know that at first.
This is a pretty fun thing to do. Tell us give us your background in acting and theater. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, well, oh my gosh, I've been doing theater since I was about 10 years old. And I lived in New York for about 13 years trying to pursue a career in acting, and I recently came back with my family. Hi, Scarlett. That's my daughter.
Hi, Scarlett.
Six. And she's wonderful. She's mommy's fan, which makes mommy very happy. But, you know, I've been doing several local shows. I've actually done a show at Carolwood, but it was 16 years ago. I was Audrey in Little Shop there.
Wow.
Yes. And so Carolwood has been very kind to me. They've allowed me to play a lot of roles that I really want to play. You know, every actor has their bucket list roles, and this role is actually one of mine. So I'm very excited.
Wow.
To get to play this role.
This is a really great idea. To make it into a musical, to come up with a fresh new idea, a new spin on it, and then bring back these wonderful characters. How do you feel about it? Tell me your thoughts on it.
Well, I love it. I always loved watching the Addams Family growing up. And I love the fact that the Beinekes, they're always referred to as normal. And really, we are so not normal. We are just very repressed. Especially my character. And that repression is kind of unleashed midway through the show.
So that's kind of an interesting dynamic. It kind of shows you in a lot of ways that the Addams Family is probably more normal than your family, right?
Pretty much. They just show all of their, you know, freakiness on the outside while we kind of, like, tuck ours, like, way down inside. And so it makes it's really funny. I mean, I feel like, you know, personally, my character is equally enamored and mortified by these people.
in equal measures.
Time.
In equal measures.
Yes.
Yeah. What's that like to have to play that? That sounds like a tough needle to thread there, Tammy.
It's actually a lot of fun. My character is kind of like, you know, like the Donna Reed, you know, family, you know, woman, and, you know, everything is about her son, and then there's a giant transition into something else.
Wow. All right, so as a musical, to take the Addams Family and turn it into a musical, I think that's a brilliant idea, too. Do the songs reflect the story and the character of the Addams Family also?
Yes, I think so. I love the music. I don't get sick of hearing it.
Really?
No, not at all. In fact, it gets stuck in my head, and and it's like an earworm all day. different songs, and it can be different ones. It's not the same song all the time, and it's not just my song. It's, you know, all of them. The opening, you know, all of them.
Do you get a solo? Do you have a song in the show?
I do.
So what's that like? Talk to me about that.
I don't know how much of that I want to give away.
No, don't give away a lot.
Just a surprise.
Yeah, is it part of that transition of the character of the song?
Yes, it's the giant transition. It's one of the Adamses does something to poor Alice, who's actually rather picked on by the Adamses, like throughout like the whole like opening sequence when the Beinekes arrive. For some reason, Alice really gets picked on by Uncle Fester and Grandma and Pugsley.
These are characters we all know. That's the cool part about this, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, totally.
You know, and when you there's something about us. We were just saying with John, we're all a little bit of Fester, we're all a little bit of Lurch, we're all a little bit of Morticia. There's something about those characters. There's a reason why it went from a cartoon to a television series to a movies. There was something there that means something to all of us. What does it mean to you?
Well, it's just fun seeing all these, you know, iconic characters come to life and to get to be a part of that and experience that, you know, almost kind of from like the outside in and getting to, you know, be on stage with these crazy people. With all this crazy makeup and you know, everybody is so fantastic, and I really enjoy every single cast member's performance. They're really great.
We talked to John just a minute ago about how hard it is, the work that goes into it. You guys have been rehearsing since June. You've got a family, you've got other things, you've got to do responsibilities. This isn't everything you are. How do you make all that work? How do you put all you've got into these rehearsals and the preparations, and now 2 weeks worth of performances? How do you do that?
time management. I have several jobs during the day. I work in real estate admin, and I also teach musical theater, performing, and voice, and, you know, take care of my little girl. And so, yeah, it's a lot. And, you know, but you figure it out, because, you know, this is what we all love to do, and this is our chance to, you know, get out there and put ourselves out there and, you know, get to be on stage and sing. And so, you know, it's just what you do.
All right, I'll let you do the same I let John do. Make a direct invitation to folks to come on out and join you. Opening night tonight, the Addams Family, the musical at the Carrollwood Players Theater. Go ahead, Tammy, invite everybody to come join you.
Yes, please come out and see us. It's such a fun show. It's silly and dark and campy, and, you know, you won't be disappointed in the music. It runs September 2nd, actually through the 24th. You do have a little bit more time to see us. And tonight there's going to be a pizza party afterwards, so anybody who's coming tonight can have pizza after the show.
Wow, you had me at pizza. Tammy, I think this is so cool. I've been saying it all show. We just had a talent show, young people that was the guest before you guys, that we've got to support the local arts, that all of us have got to say, you know what, we've got to go when there's a local show, because it's important, it's significant, and they're fun. They're really good. You guys have worked extremely hard. This is as good as any other show they're going to see. It's as good as any movie they're going to go see this weekend. They need to come on out and support you guys, because what you're doing really matters.
Yes, I agree.
Well, I really appreciate the hard work that you guys put into it. I really appreciate that you've brought these iconic characters back to life. And I really appreciate that on opening night here, just a couple hours away from showtime, you're spending time with us here on the show. So, Tammy Dalton, thank you so much. Good luck. Break a leg tonight. And just, again, congratulations on this. This is fantastic.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Again, guys, it starts tonight at the Carrollwood Players Theater. Carrollwood Players Theater, TicketLeap.com is where you can get your tickets. Tonight's show at 8 o'clock with a pizza party afterwards. It runs through the 24th, a chance to see the weird and wonderful Addams Family come to life in an original musical. And we're going to have more. We got more of the cast members when we come back. We're going to talk to Lurch. We're going to talk to Gomez Addams also. But right now, I want to remind you guys to get ready to get a heck of a week going. Are you in that hospitality, entertainment, or cuisine industry? Does your business support those industries? Hello, that's everybody, okay, in case you forgot. And you need to be part of the HEC Network. The Hospitality, Entertainment, and Cuisine Network brings all the resources it has to its members. There's weekly meetings where you can share your business and speak, training segments to help you build your business, happy hours, movie nights. Next week they're doing beach meetings. They're doing it all. One-time annual membership, and then you and your guests can go to the events. The food's free when you go to the lunches, all right? There's value on top of that, too. A member-to-member discounts, referrals, and resources, a free online customized directory listing. Yeah, that's right. Social media coverage and one-on-one support. Everybody boasts it's their favorite networking meeting they go to, and it's a lot of fun. I'm a member. I joined the HEC Network, and you need to, too. Yeah, this group is all about their members and the community. They do a lot of outreach. They do a lot of benefit shows already. They're absolutely terrific what they do. Go and check it out yourself. Go to the website, www.hecnetwork.com. That's hecnetwork.com. You can also go see where all the events are if you go to facebook.com/HEC Network. Now, if you go there and you say, Pete O'Shea is where I heard about this. Pete O'Shea told me to join the HEC Network. You get $20 off the already very, very, very fair HEC annual discount membership, which, again, entitles you to go to all the events and get lunch and the dinners and all that stuff. There's no extra charges for that stuff. Once you pay the one-time fee, that's it. You're in. And it's all about that. So it's a chance to become part of the family. Make them want to be part of the family and be in the HEC Network. It's really great. There's something for everybody in there. All kinds of great members. They're helping each other out. You heard yesterday that a restaurant opened. 9 different members of the HEC Network helped them to get that restaurant open. That's exactly what it's all about. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk more about Addams Family, the musical. Katie Neal going to be joining us, two lawyers of purpose, talking about how to prepare for storms in life as well as the storms that we had. And then we'll also get Hidden Themes, Keys to the Bible, the finale with Nancy Smith. All still to come in the second half of the Pete O'Shea Show right after news, weather, and traffic. Don't go anywhere. I love you, and I love Jesus.
Your neighborhood inspiration station, AM 1110 WTIS.
Tampa Bay's home for Christian talk and inspiration for 40 years.
You're listening to WTIS Inspiration AM 1110. This is Inspiration AM 1110 News.
After having made landfall early this morning along Florida's Panhandle, where it took the life of a man hit by a falling tree, Tropical Storm Hermine is working its way northeast. Correspondent Martin Savage is in Kill Devil Hills, North Carolina.
Right now, the wind gusts are expected to be around 30, 40 miles an hour, 6 to 8 inches. So all of that is not thought to be hugely problematic.
In South Carolina, an emergency response official says Hermine has left flooded roads, downed trees, and power outages there. So far, though, no reports of major damage. FBI notes released today on the investigation of Hillary Clinton's use of private email servers while Secretary of State show that Clinton told agents she couldn't recall ever having been briefed on how security classification worked and couldn't give an example of how a document would be classified.
39. That's how many times Hillary Clinton said that she could not recall in response to questions from the FBI.
The Dow today closed up 73. The S&P gained 9. And NASDAQ ended the trading day up 23. An update on Wall Street. I'm Chaz Henry.
I'm Murphy, a service tech at a Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center.
I need help.
They always do.
I'm overdue for an oil change.
No problem.
Tire rotation?
Got it.
Top off the fluid?
Yep.
Check the battery and filters?
Roger.
The sprocket lockets?
No such thing.
Seeing if you're listening.
I haven't stopped.
Now, today's Saturday, and I don't have an appointment.
Now you do.
Cool. Very cool.
No appointment necessary. Weekend hours and trained techs ready to give your car the works. Quick Lane is ready to serve. Visit quicklane.com.
Rush to Macy's Super Saturday sale for 50 to 75% savings. And take an extra 10 to 20% off with your Macy's card or pass. Exclusions apply, including specials. Plus, save on incredible specials, like Martha Stewart Collection Quick Dry Bath Towels, now only $5.99. Plus, enameled cast iron bakeware, 60% off. And travel select four-piece luggage sets, $49.99. Today and tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off sale and clearance prices.
Updated service of Trilogy by Shea Homes Resort Communities. We are looking at a reopened Skyway Bridge, but you still need to proceed with a caution. 22nd Avenue South, I-275, a crash. Alternate 19 in Klosterman, westbound 54th Avenue at 49th Street, and one at 54th Avenue, 28th Street. Hillsborough, earlier activity, Hillsborough and Hanley. Good Life is calling your name. Your next chapter could be your best. At a Trilogy Lifestyle Community in Central Florida, visit TrilogyLife.com/Florida to discover more. I'm Dave Anderson, now with you here on your neighborhood inspiration station, AM 1110 WTIS.
We asked people why they like the Crab Shack restaurant on Gandy Boulevard in St. Petersburg so much. And, well, everyone kind of had the same answer, so much so that we just decided to put it all down in a rhyme. And it goes like this.
Oh, the Crab Shack restaurant. That's the place to be. The Crab Shack restaurant has what's right for me. The Crab Shack restaurant, you just have to see. Fish and seafood, any way you like it, crab legs, clams, and even whole fish corvina. The Crab Shack's the place you want to be seen at.
Okay, that's stretching it. But if you're looking for the freshest seafood in Tampa Bay, you have to visit us at the Crab Shack. Daily dining specials like the all-you-can-eat fish fry on Mondays, and on Tuesdays it's all-you-can-eat clam strips. The Crab Shack welcomes you to a casual, no-frills dining experience. Check us out online at crabshack.com. The Crab Shack is located where it's always been, 11400 Gandy Boulevard, St. Petersburg. For great seafood at a fair price, the Crab Shack is the place to be. The Crab Shack, seafood Florida style.
Hey guys, what's going on? What's doing? How you guys doing? Look, the sun is out. See, everybody was so worried and everything. I just looked outside. It's gorgeous outside. Wow. Thank you, Lord. It's just, you know, so thankfully everybody's okay. I hope. I hope nobody went through anything worse than, you know, just some little broken things or whatever, that we're okay here. I'm glad you're listening to the Pete O'Shea Show here on your neighborhood inspiration station, AM 1110 WTIS. I'm Pete Ivan on the board right now. We're halfway through the broadcast. We still got another half to go. We're having a lot of fun here. Call in anytime you like, 855-265-2929. If you do and you tell us what the word incentives mean, you'll win the paddleboard mic and Cabanamatic extravaganza on Treasure Island. A whole day of fun, the paddleboarding, those lounge chairs, the whole thing. You'll have a great beach day for you and your friends. You're saying, but Pete, it's been terrible out. Yeah, but it's going to get turned around. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. And that's also the question today. How are you going to spend your Labor Day weekend? Now, okay. So again, we're talking about we have to support the local arts here in town. We talked about the Tampa Bay Talent Show. Now we're talking about the Addams Family, the musical, which opens tonight. All right, it opens tonight at the Carrollwood Players Theater. Performance 8 o'clock tonight. You can get your tickets by going to Carrollwood Players Theater's TicketLeap.com. The Addams Family, the musical. The weird and wonderful Addams Family, again, comes to life. It's an original musical, a whole new idea, come to life with all the characters that you love, but done now in this cool and unique way in a musical. That is so, so fun. All right, now, our next guest is a member of the cast also. Benjamin Gregory plays the one, the only, the iconic Lurch, and he joins us on the phone right now. Benjamin, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you, sir.
All right, so Ivan said when he called, you answered the phone as Lurch.
Oh, no, I just had a little frog in my throat.
Oh, is that all it was? Yeah, that's all it was. All right, now, the character you're playing, Lurch, talk to me about Lurch. There's something about him that kind of resonates with everybody, even though some, for the most part, he don't get a whole lot to do, but he does what he does, and it really makes something happen.
Well, you know, he's a character that's made up of pieces of other Addams Family members in the past. I think of him more of a Frankenstein than a zombie kind of a character, but... He's kind of like the rock, the brick, you know, the one who just is not shaken by anything, you know. It takes a lot to get him moved into action, you know, kind of thing. Otherwise, he's pretty cool and calm, I think, through the entire thing. Yeah, but a man of few words.
Yeah. Did you go back and look at either the cartoon, the television series, or the movies to try to get a sense of Lurch, or you make it your own?
Well, I got to tell you that I've always been a huge fan. I'm old enough to remember all the TV shows. I've read a lot of the cartoon strips. I watched both of the movies over and over. So it's just one of those things. And Ted Cassidy, I think, did a brilliant job in the TV show. You know, he was also Thing, you know, the hand. That was also Ted Cassidy in the TV show.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
All right, so again, you kind of, though, you've seen all that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we kind of really know that character. Do you bring a new wrinkle to it? Do you play it straight the way everybody knows it? How do you make Lurch happen here now in this incarnation?
Well, this Lurch is unique because it's a little bit more the movie Lurch, who doesn't speak much, but more in just grunts and groans. And you know, I don't want to spoil anything, but you know, he can become very effusive when the time is right. So It's a fun play, and I had a lot of fun. I didn't even realize it was on my bucket list until I did it. You know, let me tell you right now. I was just
So there's some cool twists and turns in this play, musical that they're not going to see coming. And you're telling me specifically here with Lurch, all of a sudden something's going to happen, right?
I don't give away too much. I tell you what, it is a lot of fun. There's great music throughout the entire play. It's one of the most talented casts I've ever had the pleasure to work with. And I think anyone who comes to see the show will have a fantastic time.
You know, we were talking about it with the other actors, too. We've had John and Tammy on so far, and we got a chance to talk to both of them about how, and I've been in several plays myself, you really do become a family together, but you're rehearsing, you're spending so much time together, and as it evolves, as it becomes, it kind of starts out one-dimensional, then it becomes two-dimensional, then all of a sudden it comes to life, you know, in the midst of the rehearsals. At that point, the whole family dynamic changes, and you get really tight, really close with the people in the cast and crew, don't you?
Yeah, I liken it to combat buddies. You know, it can be a stressful situation because of the nerves and such, and you're up there together, going through it together. And so I kind of liken it to like going through combat. I mean, not to I'm not downplaying the seriousness of war or anything, but I'm just saying it's a similar kind of bonding, you know, that you go through it together and you come out the other end a lot closer with these people.
Well, okay, I'll buy that. I'll jump in on that. That makes a little sense because, again, there's this bonding that occurs. And I know this, again, I was in several plays in college, and I've spent the last 20-something years in show business myself, so I understand what you're saying. This particular show, The Addams Family, the musical, taps into something we all get. These characters, this theme of they were unique, but they were not. They were weird, but they weren't. There was something about this family. The Addams Family, that's absolutely timeless, that everybody can relate to, isn't it?
I agree. They're extremely close in their own particular flavor of way, but they're a very close group, even portrayed, you know, there's the obvious love between between Gomez and Morticia, and the loyalty between each other, and they will die for each other, you know, and there's that black humor, that dark humor, but it's humor, you know, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it must have been a lot of fun. Again, all these rehearsals, now the chance to be able to play it from all the way through the end of the month. This is exciting. This is what local theater is supposed to be. We've been talking about it the whole time, Benjamin, about how we have to support local theater. It's important. It's good. It's as good as anything they're going to see anywhere else. Instead of going to the movies tonight, go instead see you guys, and you're going to get much more out of it. That live interaction, live theater, there's nothing like it.
Oh, I agree. The energy that's coming off, there's an energy between the audience and the players. I mean, you've done it. You've felt it. There's definitely a connection that happens every show. You get it, the feedback from the audience afterwards. It's so much more energizing, I guess is the best way to put it, than seeing like a flat representation. I felt affected by seeing movies and films, but there's not that connection that you get from live theater.
Exactly.
You know?
There's something about it. There's a kinetic energy that's there, almost like a static electricity that occurs between the audience and the performers when it's going right. When it's really all meshing right, it literally lets off its own static electricity.
It's fantastic. It's a great feeling.
How much makeup is involved in Lurch? How long are you in the makeup chair before the performance tonight?
Well, I got a minor in stagecraft in doing makeup, and I do my own makeup. I take almost the full half hour that we're allotted to do my makeup. I think me and Grandma and Fester probably, as I think about it, take the most makeup. But then, you know, we have the ancestors, and they're all ghosts, so they have their own makeup that they have to do too. But I want to say that probably the most, between me and Grandma, probably have the most complicated makeups involved, I would say. But, you know, I take the full half hour, and I just go at it, and it doesn't take long. It takes a lot less getting it off than putting it on, I'll tell you that.
I would like to see a time-lapse photography of the involvement of making that happen. I think that would be hilarious.
Maybe we can get that to happen for you.
If you make that happen, I'll buy you lunch.
Awesome.
All right,
awesome.
There you go. You know, your iconic characters. You talk about a Fonzie, an Urkel, a Lurch. You're playing an iconic character here, Benjamin. You're playing somebody that we all know. It's so exciting. People should come on out, and they should come see it. Tell them why they need to come see you guys.
Well, it's got you ups, it's got you downs. You know, there's some real touching moments there that you wouldn't expect. There's a lot of laughs, which you would expect. There's a little few scary moments, which, you know, Addams Family, you wouldn't be Addams Family without a few little scary moments. You're going to come away feeling energized again. We talked about that before. I think you're going to have a great time. And I encourage everyone to stay afterwards because we like to come out. And you get to actually, we'll come out and talk to you. You know, we love to talk to the fans and get the feedback right away. And so
Yeah,
there's that. You don't usually get to, you don't usually have the actors come off the screen and talk to you after the movie. So there's always that bonus as well.
And tonight's a pizza party afterwards, so they got that going for them.
There's
going
to be pizza tonight, so yeah, come on out if you like pizza and Adam's family. Boy, you get double bonus tonight.
What a combo! Very, very cool. Benjamin Gregory, thanks so much for joining us. Good luck with the performances. Break a leg tonight, brother, and congratulations on this. This is awesome stuff.
All right, well, God bless you. You have a great day, sir.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. Benjamin Gregory. All right, now, we're not finished. We're going to do one more. Again, this is really cool. The Addams Family, the musical, playing right here in town. It's going to be starting tonight, September the 2nd through the 24th at the Carrollwood Players Theater. Go to Carrollwood Players Theater, TicketLeap.com. When we come back, we'll talk to Jeff Lucas, who plays Gomez Addams. We'll talk about that when we come right back. Katie Neal still and Nancy Smith, too. Don't go anywhere. I love you and I love Jesus.
How are your carpets, rugs, hardwood floors, tile, grout, and upholstery at home and work looking these days? Heaven's Best Carpet Cleaning has been doing quality work at affordable prices since 1983. If you've tried the rest, now try the best. Heaven's Best. Our unique dry in an hour process means your carpet won't take hours or even days to dry. It'll be dry in just an hour. We service both residential and commercial properties. Why choose Heaven's Best? Our experts can tackle the toughest stains and dirt, leaving your carpets clean and renewed. When you choose Heaven's Best, we'll leave your floors and furniture looking, feeling, and even smelling great. If you live or work in Polk County, call Heaven's Best now at 863-934-8404. That's 863-934-8404. Or visit our website at lakelandfl.heavensbest.com. Get your free estimate today. If you can walk on it or sit on it, we clean it. Heaven's Best, carpet cleaning experts you can trust.
Hello, I'm Bob Canigliaro, and I've had the privilege to work for Casper's company, McDonald's Restaurants, for 41 years. I've been part of the operations and growth of not only our company, but yours too. We've been a valuable waypoint of training and development for many in the working world. In fact, 1 in 12 adults worked at McDonald's. Ask around, you'll see. Recently, I attended the McDonald's Worldwide Convention in Orlando. There were incredible presentations of new innovations and advances regarding every aspect of our business. Cutting-edge technology, sustainability declarations, and fresh food advances. However, my most significant takeaway was this. The world should be run like McDonald's. There were owner-operators from the U.S., China, Russia, Venezuela, France, Sweden, Vietnam, and 113 other countries dedicated to elevating their employees, giving to their communities, and working together as partners. It's a beautiful concept we should all be loving.
Pain Was My Friend, a truly inspirational story of overcoming pain, written by Pete O'Shea. Pain Was My Friend was 2015's biggest selling book with the word pain in it. The story of a man, possibly a myth, entertainer extraordinaire, who struggled with back pain after a serious auto accident. It's a must read, says Weekly Reader, and Highlights Magazine has it as one of the year's top 1,000 inspirational books of the century. Read the book Pain Was My Friend. Be inspired. Available at painwasmyfriend.com. Go there and please buy this book. It will help you.
Hey, how are you? How's it going? No, seriously, I care. I want to know how you're doing. I hope you're doing okay. We got past the worst of the storm. Everything's going to be all right now, I hope, I think. And I hope everybody got through it all right. We hoped and prayed for that yesterday on the broadcast. And we love you all very, very much. We appreciate you being here with us on the Pete O'Shea Show, here on your neighborhood inspiration station, AM 1110 WTIS. I'm Pete. He's Ivan on the board, doing an awesome job as always. And right now, we've been spending time talking about how we have got to support our local arts. When you've got a good piece of theater, a musical theater that's going on here in town, I want everybody knowing about it. I want everybody going to it because it's important. First of all, they've worked really hard. Second of all, it's fun. We just talked to Benjamin Gregory, who plays Lurch in the new play we're talking about here, The Addams Family, the musical. How there's an energy, there's almost a static electricity that's burned between the audience and the actors, and it becomes just so amazing, so much fun. that you don't want to miss it. You have your chance to go to the Addams Family the Musical, playing at the Carol Wood Players Theater now. It starts tonight, 8 p.m. through September 24th. A chance to see the weird and the wonderful Addams Family that we all know and love, but now in this original musical, which is really sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. All right, now, playing Gomez Addams in this is our buddy Jeff Lucas, who's on the phone with us right now. Jeff, how are you, buddy?
I'm well, Pete. Thanks for having us today.
So great to have you. Okay, so talk to me about this. You are playing Gomez Addams. There's a lot of pressure there, brother. You got to come through. That's a big character. Everybody knows it. How you feeling about it?
Having a lot of pressure is a mere understatement. this character is really iconic. You know, like you said before, there's a lot of people who know who the Addams Family is. They know them through the TV show or the movie. And there's a lot of pressure in making sure that we create the character to the right, with the right nuances, with the right type of personality, that it will come across as your own as an actor, but at the same time, you're able to, you know, give that aura of who the character is from the very start.
No doubt. All right, Deb told me you were going to have a trivia question for us. Is that true?
I sure do.
Or what do you got?
Actually, the answer was given to you through these interviews, so
okay.
I just want everybody, hopefully they were listening to it, because it was Benjamin that actually said this information.
Okay.
But in the classic TV show, there was one actor that actually played two characters.
Oh.
What two characters are those?
Okay.
And if you or get, you can say who the actor is.
Who the actor is. If you get that right, you call it in, 855-265-2929. Again, the question is, what actor played two roles? What two roles did he play in the original television series, The Addams Family? Somebody just told you that. If you get it right, you get a pair of tickets to go to see The Addams Family, the musical. So that's very exciting. Now, in this play, it's now a musical. Okay, so Jeff, what's that like to turn The Addams Family into a musical?
It's actually really good. The Addams Family actually works well inside of a musical atmosphere because they're crazy, kooky, mysterious, and spooky anyway. So you just add an extra element of song and dance to it, and it just makes their whole world just burst out. It's really a very good show. And no matter how dark, no matter how weird the family is, at the very front of it, it's all about family. So in this show, not only are there some really hilarious moments, but there's also some really touching moments, because no matter what your family is, how weird it is, it's still family.
All right, we've got a call. I'm going to try and see if they can get the trivia question right. Pete from Lando Lakes. Pete, how are you?
Pete, I'm great. It's great to talk to Pete.
Pete, it's great talking to you too, Pete. You could be Pete. I'll be Repeat if you want, buddy. All right, what's the answer to the question?
I believe his name was Ted Cassidy or Carmody.
Yeah.
He played.
He's got it.
And he played the hand.
That is correct. Dude, he played Thing as well. You are the winner, Pete. You win a pair of tickets to
awesome.
Go see The Addams Family, the musical.
Awesome. Awesome. Beautiful.
Very cool. So, Pete, what do they got to do for that, Jeff? What do I do? Just have them, we give them their names to Will Call? What do we do?
Yeah, simply give the names to me. What I'll do is I'll bring it to Will Call tonight. We'll have the tickets ready for them. And
okay.
Please come see us after the show. We'd love to shake hands with you.
All right, Pete, congratulations. Great. You're a winner. You win a pair of tickets
thank
to go
you.
See Addams Family the Musical.
Thank you, and I want to thank you as well. And I've been listening to you and the young woman in the morning. I'm sorry, I forget her name, for about the last 3 months. And you have started to make a profound difference in mine and my family's life, and I thank you.
Well, thank you. That's so very kind of you to say, Pete. God bless you for that. I love you, brother. Thank you so much, and congratulations on winning, and thanks for calling in. Thanks for those kind words. Do me a favor and stay on the line so that Ivan can get your information so we can get it for Will Call for these guys for tonight so you can go see the play and have a great time, okay?
Beautiful. Thank you again.
Thanks, Pete. Appreciate you. God bless you. You and your family. God bless you. Thanks so much
God
for listening.
You
appreciate
well.
You. All right, Jeff, let's continue with this. That's so cool now. You see, these characters, we know them so well. But here's the cool thing I like about the Addams Family always was they're kooky and crazy and all that stuff, mysterious and all that kind of stuff. Yes, but they're also a regular family. And as Tammy was telling us earlier, they're more regular than the family they encounter in some ways, aren't they?
Yeah, pretty much. You're going to find out that the Addams Family is going to take this family in. There's certain situations in the show that show what their normal family can be so abnormal during the course of the show. Something happens to Tammy's character that makes sure that their normal family goes off the charts, and it's really hilarious.
That's so cool when it kind of, it's an original idea based on somebody we know really, really well. That allows it really to have so many ways it can go, and it's so exciting when that's happening. And to do it as a live theater musical, this is precisely what our area needs, okay? And so I'm so excited for this. You guys are going to have a blast with this with the audience and they with you, because you never know what's going to happen. They don't know what to expect. It's just going to be so exciting, Jeff.
Exactly. It's a new show every time. So every time you come see the show, something different's going to happen. So it's a new show every night.
This is a lot of work. People don't realize how hard you guys have worked, the cast, the crew, everybody coming together, the director, the people who wrote it, the music, the songs, everything. This is so hard to do. You guys make it look effortless, but the energy, the effort that it takes is off the charts, isn't it, Jeff?
Oh, absolutely. We've been rehearsing this for about 2 months now, and we've been going from like 7 o'clock to 10 through the last 2 months, making sure that every blocking is precise for staging the show, music, dance, and what you're going to find in this final product is just amazing. It's rivaling professional theaters that are out there, and when you come see the show, you're going to be floored and you're going to want to come back.
It's something for the whole family, too. Everybody can relate to one of those characters. There's a little bit of Fester or Lurch or Gomez in everybody. There's something there that everybody can say, hey, you know what? I relate to that. There's something about that in me.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I know, for example, like, I am, like, so far in my personality from what Gomez is, but I can understand Gomez's passion. I can understand Gomez's drive. And that's what's really fun about that character is because I can connect to it in that way. And it just makes the character so much fun to play.
Yeah, you guys must be having an absolute blast with this because we all know these characters. It's an awesome idea to say, okay, Wednesday's grown up now. She gets a regular guy, blah, blah, blah. Now what's going to happen? It's going to all sorts of craziness is going to ensue. And then to make it a musical, do you get your own number? Do you get a solo?
I've got a few solos that I do, a couple of them. One of them is, two of them are these up-tempo fun numbers, but one number really kind of drives the whole point home of family. And that's one of my favorite scenes. And basically, Gomez is talking to Wednesday at that point, and there's this wonderful song that he sings that no matter, there's this all this hilarity in the show, and then there's this one poignant, sweet part. And that happens to be my favorite part in the entire show. So yeah, I have a couple of solos that I take on. It's fun. It's exhausting, but it's so much fun.
It's going to be a blast for everybody to go out and see. So, Jeff, speak to the people directly. Invite them to come on out and join you guys for Adam's Family the Musical, which opens tonight at the Carrollwood Players Theater.
Yes, absolutely. We're running September 2nd through September 24th at the Carrollwood Players Theater in Carrollwood, Florida. If you'd like to get tickets, you can go to www.carrollwoodplayers.org. We'd love to see you there, but get tickets quick because they're selling out fast.
It's going to be so much fun for everybody. The weird and wonderful Addams Family comes to life. It's a brand new musical. Wednesday's all grown up, meets a fella, brings him home, and who knows what's going to happen next. Jeff, exciting, really cool. And I'm again, a lot of pressure on you, buddy. You got to come through now. Gomez Addams, everybody knows it. You got to come through, brother. And I know you will because you've been working real hard at it, and you're an awesomely talented guy, so it's going to go great. Congratulations on the hard work. Congratulations on getting this open, and good luck with everything over the next couple weeks. I know it's going to be awesome, buddy.
Thanks so much, Pete. Thanks for having us again.
It's been an honor to be able to share this time with you guys. The work you guys are doing is tremendous. So thanks so much, Jeff Lucas, and all the cast members from the Addams Family the Musical. God bless. Good luck tonight. Break a leg, bud.
Take care.
All right, so there you see it. Now you've heard it. Now you got to get out and see it. The Addams Family the Musical. Pete just called in. He won. He's going. He's getting to go for free because he got the trivia question right. Okay, you need to go check it out again, carrollwoodplayers.org. Get your tickets. It begins tonight, runs through the 24th, the musical version of the Addams Family. That just sounds like an absolute blast. I can't wait to see how that goes. We've got to get over there. All right, we got to go for a show.